following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
As the NFL season comes to an end, all roads lead to the Big Easy and the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, home of Super Bowl 47. Let's take a look back now on some of the past matchups. In 1986, Hall of Fame coach Mike Ditka led the Bears to an overwhelming victory over the New England Patriots. On February 3rd, 2013, all eyes will be on the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, and the final question will be, who will prevail? Road to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome is sponsored by Mercedes-Benz. Experience one today at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer.
For nearly 30 years, Sam's Club has been in business for your business. And if you're not a member yet, now is the perfect time to join. Sign up for a Sam's Club business membership by January 18th and start your savings with a gift card worth up to $20. Then save time and lower costs all year long with exceptional savings on the items you need most, from quality office products to the freshest foods. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. See.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who'll be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Big announcement on today's program. Glad to have you along with us. I don't think that folks realize that we've been getting closer and closer to naming a permanent co-host here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've had great people in this chair, and we've kind of got into a really good weekly rotation every Tuesday. Damon Day, UNK baseball coach, Indiana native. And Alabama just scored again. I've been waiting 8 days to do that.
8 days.
Coming up on the program today, we're going to talk with Millard South football coach Andy Means. He coached Bronson Marsh in high school, Gatorade Player of the Year, went to Nebraska, and as everybody's heard here in the last 20 hours or so, Marsh is leaving Nebraska. He's already enrolled and going to classes at UNK. I talked with him briefly last night. We will have him on the show later on in the week, but we all know what that's like, trying to get organized, and he's actually got class right now, so we're going to talk to him a little bit later on in the week. Brian Rosenthal is going to join us as well from the Lincoln Journal Star, talk a little Husker hoops. And Jack Enram, Kennesaw boys basketball coach. They're only 14-0, no big deal. We'll be talking with him and one of his ball players, Tyler Schnitzler, is coming to UNK as well, play a little football. So that's all coming up. But I don't know. Most people would wait till the end of the show for this big announcement. But we would like to welcome on board, just clean run. He's never co-hosted the show again, but Lance Armstrong probably going to be our new co-host.
I heard he's looking for work, but you can't really believe anything that he says.
And the beauty of this job is nobody has to pee in a cup. So you don't have to prove nothing to us, baby.
I thought there was PED scandal running rampant throughout the radio
world. Oh, no, you got your own scandals. We don't need any scandals. Come on. There's no scandals.
I would like to say, you know, phenomenal job for Coach. That's a big get for Coach Morris and the football staff, and that's an exciting. I remember seeing him play high school football. He's an exciting athlete, young man, and just real excited for the football program after a year where injuries and having a lot of up in the air. Not to say that it's his job, obviously, because if I know that coaching staff, he's going to have to earn it. But just to have that type of athlete,
it's his job.
To have that type of athlete is a great get on their part, and I'm sure, you know, just kudos to them on the work. I know how hard it is to get the transfers taken care of, because not only do you have to get the yes, but then there's the paperwork and so just huge shout out to those guys and a phenomenal job, and hopefully that just spurns more signees coming up with signing day coming so close.
Starting quarterback Bronson Marsh, UNK Lopers. You feel for these kids. My point on this is where it's been, and we'll talk with Coach Means about the red and getting the ant on the helmet and having that chance. But how many quarterbacks can you possibly have? I mean, you can have a bunch of linemen. There are different – there's five of them. You're going to start five of them. I mean, you can play tackle. You can play center. You can play guard. There's only one quarterback.
Yep.
And you can't have Taylor Martinez, Ron Kellogg, Bronson Marsh, Riker Fife, Tommy Armstrong, Tyson Brockmeyer, Johnny Stanton. You can't have them all. I mean, only a couple of those guys are going to see any significant time in their collegiate career, barring injuries. So Bronson Marsh is the one that comes here. I think a lot of people believed that some one of those three would end up leaving the program to go somewhere, and that may not be over yet, but Riker Fife is running scout teams, so I know that they like him down there, and it'll be interesting to see what Mr. Brockmeyer does. But we'll talk about all that a little bit later on in the week. At UNK, I know a big part of the men's basketball recruiting was kind of in this. Coach Kropp told me this a long time ago when I first moved here. You know what? We need to find the best kids, but we also rely on getting that one or two kids. There's a lot of kids that think the Division I, they're going to be a star, and it doesn't matter if it's Nebraska or Denver or Colorado State or wherever it is. They want someplace to play, and especially if they're a Nebraska kid or around, you know, a bordering state, UNK had always been an attractive option. How much does that happen for baseball?
Oh, baseball, it's happened. I mean, you look at some of our best players, they tried the D1 route first, and then usually it comes down to a decision. Are you happy with being a role guy, maybe, you know, not a necessary day in and day out guy, or is your competitive fire, is who you are as a person, more of a day in and day out game? And so I always say is that when you look at it from a team aspect, most teams are made, or, you know, especially when you lack depth in certain areas, you're a player or two away from that 500 season going to, you know, as I in a baseball standpoint in 2011, we had the two guys that put us at 40-12. Last year, we were missing two guys. We were 18-33. Those two guys for us that we were missing were on the mound.
Yeah.
And that's where it begins and ends in baseball. And I'm sure it's kind of the same thing in football. It starts and ends at the quarterback position. In basketball, it starts with that presence. That offensive presence and having a go-to scorer, you know, to in hoops, you know, stop a run, make a run. You need a go-to guy. And so I think anytime you talk about athletics in general, there's a very fine line between being really, really good and just being there type of thing. And so I think that when you sit down and look at it from a recruiting standpoint, you always want to try to get that fallback guy, that guy who things didn't work out for the right reasons. I always tell people this, and this is what's great about the University of Nebraska Kearney. It's something that I'm most proud of. I truly believe being a Division II school, you could compete for a national championship every single year if you're willing to take the questionable character guy.
Oh, yeah.
And that's something that's not done at UNK. It's just not done. I mean, there may be issues with people transferring back, but you could take the guy who's thrown out for drugs here or thrown out for academic improprieties there. You can we don't do that here. And that's something that I think that our community wants support, and I think that that's something that our coaching staffs at UNK don't believe in. And so I think you can do it the right way, and I think that when those guys have to come back, it has to be for the reasons that are for exact reasons, like, for example, the Marsh incident. It's a numbers issue. It wasn't a character issue. It wasn't a grades issue. It's not an off-the-field issue. It's Taylor Martinez is only, you know, he's got a whole nother year. Guys are running out of time behind him. You know, it's not a lifetime contract here type of thing. So I think when you talk about recruiting, you keep your ears open. There's a lot of guys that when they call you on that signing date and they're like, hey, coach, I'm going here, you leave the door open. You know, you be as courteous about it. You wish him the best of luck. But you're checking his stats. You're seeing how many at-bats he's getting, or I'm sure in basketball, how many shots he's getting and all those types of things. Because at the end of the day, you know, as a coach, most of the time you don't miss on what level most guys are supposed to be at.
I got to ask you this, and even if it's baseball or any of the other coaches you're talking to, everybody just kind of assumes when a D1 kid comes down, you know, yeah, they're stepping right in. How about these kids? How do they react? Because Some of these kids are still 19, 20 years old. They got to expect, okay, if I'm not coming here, if I'm leaving Division One, I expect that I'm going to walk on the field, walk on the court, and play right away.
And they're all humbled. And they're all, I always say, is that when you come back, I think that there is a period of time where reality sets in, and I think probably more so than anything, respect sets in for, wow, these guys can play. They may not have, they may be missing a tool or two, but they can usually make it up in an intangible or something like that. So I think that most guys, when they're transitioning back, there's that, I guess you would say there's the learning curve of, wow, for the most part, these guys are good. You know, these guys can do certain types of things. And so I think you're right. I think there is that kind of period of time to where you think, oh, I can do this, and you can. But I think there's also an appreciation level of how hard it is to still come into a new system. Learn that, because, you know, maybe not this year in football, for example, because there was so many injuries, no one really got to learn the full-out system. But sometimes it's a system thing where a guy can understand what they're trying to accomplish in that system, whereas you're just trying to figure out what time practice starts and where to be.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks, just in case you don't know, Bronson Marsh, 2009 Gatorade Player of the Year in the state, best football player in the state of Nebraska. Their Millard South Ball Club went 13-0. They won the state championship at Memorial Stadium. He threw for over 7,000 yards in his prep career, breaking Scott Frost's state record for passing yards. One of the best, not of 2009, but one of the best in state history, coming to UNK. And so we're looking forward to talking with him later in the week.
And he hasn't played.
A couple of snaps.
He hasn't played much. I mean, practice is one thing, all those types of things, but it's interesting. He's got to get up to game speed.
Well, as we talked about earlier today on the Doug and Daddy Show, Bronson Marsh leaving the University of Nebraska to join UNK, and no doubt about it that the Lopers need a quarterback, and getting a chance to see him do his thing, making him the 2009 Gatorade Player of the Year. His head coach at high school, Andy Means, joins us here from Millard South. Coach, thanks for the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. How you doing?
Oh, fine. Doing great.
Well, great to catch up with. Well, great to catch up with you outside of the football season. Kind of a big move for one of the best players maybe to ever come out of your school in Bronson Marsh. I know that the Lopers really heavily recruited him coming out of high school. Can you kind of take us back to that recruiting period and where he made his decision to go to University of Nebraska?
Well, I think at the time he had narrowed it down to UNO or Nebraska or something, you know, and Nebraska offered him a scholarship. It was on a Monday, I think, a week before signing day. And what's interesting is on Tuesday, Northern Illinois came in, the same Northern Illinois that was in the Orange Bowl came in, and they wanted him to play quarterback because they had a quarterback decommit, and he had already committed to Nebraska. So it was kind of a whirlwind deal there at the end.
Well, Northern Illinois ended up with a pretty good quarterback this year too, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, absolutely.
Obviously, UNK likes to run a little bit different offense than what Nebraska is doing. They like to have somebody that can throw the ball, but really somebody that can run an up-tempo type of offense. Talk about what Bronson was able to do at high school and how that should translate to him at Nebraska Kearney.
Well, he's very intelligent. That's one of his biggest attributes. He knows he's going to learn whatever he's got to learn. And he's going to know it inside and out. I've never, very, very few players I've ever coached that just love to play the game. I mean, he's not in it for the notoriety or for the fame and everything like that. And he likes to learn the game and likes to know. And he sure, when he steps out on the field, does not want to have any uncertainty whatsoever. So he'll know. He'll pick up what UNK is doing very quickly. And I think he's going to have a tremendous career.
Bronson told Husker Online and Sean Callahan yesterday in an interview that he just wanted the chance to compete. When you got a chance to talk with him while he was attending college, how hard was it for him to kind of know that maybe he just wasn't even going to get a chance to vie for that starting quarterback position, even though he was third on the depth chart this year?
Well, that was always my fear, is that he would get kind of anxious about playing. I mean, he played for us as a freshman, didn't start. But he played some, and then he started from his freshman or sophomore year on at quarterback. So I was a little concerned that how he would handle that. And I think he had, you know, in his mind, he wanted to go down and try it and see if he could do it. But I think, like he had said in the paper, that the opportunity came along and he just had to take the opportunity to be able to play right away at UNK. I think people got to understand, UNK is probably getting a Division I quarterback. I mean, he's got all the skills. I mean, he's just, you know, doesn't have necessarily the height, but Russell Wilson doesn't have the height either, you know. And so, he's the real deal. And I think he's going to turn some heads.
Well, I know that the UNK coaches are doing cartwheels here in Kearney, and they haven't stopped yet. I know they really wanted Bronson coming out of high school, and obviously all the problems that they had at that position last year just opens their eyes even more. And we're talking with Andy Means here for just another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bronson Marsh's high school football coach at Millard South. Talk about the whole playing defense, playing offense, because Nebraska immediately had him playing defense when he went to college. How much of just wanting to play quarterback was made in maybe this decision?
Well, at first when he went there, he was willing to play defense. I mean, he played a little bit of safety for us, kind of when we had to in situations where a team was going to throw. But he was open to it, but when they needed him on scout team to play quarterback, he jumped at the chance. And that's really his first love. That's where he wants to be. That's where what he wants to do. And I think that's probably where he's best anyway, although he's a tremendous football player anyway. So it didn't surprise me that didn't really pan out for him.
We always ask and have had this discussion with numerous Class A coaches, Andy. You've got a lot of kids that have got a chance to make college decision. How much of it is the Big Red and going to Lincoln compared to maybe going somewhere else where these kids are going to get more playing time?
I think it has a lot to do with it. If you grow up in Nebraska, it's the dominant thing, and it was for me, and it was for Bronson, it was for a lot of people. I mean, it's the main thing in the state, I guess, and you want to call it that. And it's tough, but you know, he wants to play. I mean, he's not necessarily in it to be able to tell people he plays at Nebraska. He's in it to be able to play. He loves the game. He loves to play. So it doesn't really surprise me that when it looked like he wasn't going to get to play very much, that he decided to move on. And it seems like it was a, you know, very amicable, you know, they wished him well. I know Coach Blaney was very impressed with him, and Coach Cotton and Coach Beck, all of them were very impressed with him. He's a great young man, and he's got great character. And like I said, UNK is getting an excellent football player.
Andy, last question, because we will talk to Bronson later in the week here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When's the last time you did get to talk to him, and what did he think about his Nebraska experience, even though he just didn't get to see a whole lot of playing time? He did actually get on the field a couple times this year.
Well, the last time I saw him was at the spring practice. I just saw him real briefly, and he didn't say much. He's not the kind of person that says anything. He's not the kind of person that goes around and complains about things. He really isn't. He's the kind of person that he's going to be the good teammate, and he's going to do what he's supposed to do. I'm sure he was thinking about this, but he never let on that he was unhappy or anything like that.
All right, Coach. Hey, we thank you for giving us a few minutes here. I know you got to get back to molding the young minds there at Millard South. And heck, before you know it, we'll be talking a little high school football. Thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy
Absolutely.
Show.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Andy Means, Millard South football coach, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as Bronson Marsh coming to UNK. And we'll talk more about that as the week progresses. Right now, we're getting ready to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Damon Day co-hosting. We're going to talk a little more about the baseball banquet. Jabba Chamberlain, I want to get that out right now, will be at the baseball banquet on Saturday night.
Yep. And we're barring any travel issues from New York.
And midgets. Or what were they? Mites? Midgets? What were they?
Mites.
Mites?
Yep.
You got to get something going with something like that, don't you? You got to have like some mite repellent on the auction, don't you? You know, come on. Hey, we'll take a break. We'll talk more about that. Also, Brian Rosenthal, Lincoln Journal Star, when we come back, talk a little Husker hoops right after this.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
In Vegas.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Sport Clips, America's haircut place for men and boys, presents Guyology. Chapter 12, Kung Fu. All guys know Kung Fu, but don't try us. Every guy's just one
hi-ya
away from unleashing his leopard fists of fury. Guys live their lives a little differently, and we get it. We're Sport Clips, where guys get an awesome haircut while watching sports on TV. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. Visit sportclips.com for the location nearest you and MVP.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
More exciting high school basketball comes your way this week on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Tuesday night here on ESPN Radio, the undefeated Kearney Catholic Stars welcome in Donovan Trumbull. Girls at 6, the boys' top 10 battle at 7:45. On 12:30 a.m. KHAS, Lexington is at St. Cecilia starting at 5:45. And Tuesday night on Classic Hits 98.9, Overton travels to Elwood. It's High School Hoops Tuesday, including Donovan Trumbull at Kearney Catholic here on ESPN.
We'll see some sunshine develop across the area through the day today as we top off at about 29 for a high. Southwest winds stay at about 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see some increasing cloudiness late with a low at 21. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 19.
See, this is just one of those songs. This is just one of those songs. It doesn't matter. You get some Van Halen going, it has to put you in a good mood. I mean, especially if you're as old as we are. Doug Duda, David Day with you on the Doug and Daddy Show on this January the 15th. Let's see, yesterday we said it was 1 month away from Valentine's Day, so we gave you that, you know, 1 month heads up. So we're like 3 months away from tax day, which is totally the opposite of Valentine's Day. Or let me ask you, Damon, you're married. Which one's a bigger pain in the ass, Valentine's Day or tax day?
Well, I am fortunate that my wife is phenomenal, and I should give her a huge kudos and thank you with all the banquet work that she does. But thank God she's not a big, frilly, high-maintenance type that's expecting, you know, a whole bunch. Because usually we're playing. So usually it's a kiss on the cheek and a goodbye and see you in 5 days.
Oh, not this year, though.
No.
As I've got the new UNK schedule right in front of me. The new poster, I should
say. Yes, the new schedule poster is finished.
Yeah,
so.
You did well.
Actually,
outkicked your coverage.
Yes. And then Dana Wright is actually who did our schedule poster this year from the Tri-City Storm. So big shout out to him.
Did awesome. Phenomenal. He does a great job. Well, they all do a great job out there.
It's amazing what they can do. Like, you just kind of give them a vision and then wham, they totally overcome what you're thinking. So,
well, that must be what's going on in Lincoln. Tim Miles has just put a vision up, and all of a sudden, how many 0-4 teams in any conference are getting this much love? Brian Rosenthal joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Lincoln Journal Star follows Nebraska basketball. And Brian, welcome back. Happy New Year. Great to catch up with you. How's it going?
Good. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing good, and I'm one of them. Again, I think Brian knows my standard, but I just like to put this out there anytime we're talking Nebraska basketball. Wasn't a fan of the Tim Miles hire, and it didn't have anything to do with the person. It had to do with going and getting a Colorado State coach. But he is 15 games into the season, 16 games into the season, and I'll tell you, it's pretty impressive. And you look at the talent, and many people believe this would be the worst Nebraska basketball team that anybody could ever remember. And the record may never get more than 12 or 13 wins. But, Brian, when you see a football team get beat 70-31, maybe that has something to do with the heart that these guys are showing on the basketball court.
Well, I think the heart they're showing and the energy and the effort shouldn't be too much of a surprise, because at least it's not to me, because of the kids that they have in the program. They're good kids, and they've always played that way. I don't think that's necessarily a surprise. And they know they've got to work harder and play harder and outwork their opponents. And I think that's one of those things that after that Ohio State game that really was they really realized that. In the last couple of games, they put forth more competitiveness and knowing that they have to play harder and do things and limit mistakes just to stay in games. And they're having fun, and it's part of the new coach thing, too.
How are they feeling? Coach Miles, there's no moral victories. The kids want to win basketball games. But behind the scenes, when you're outside the locker room, when you're at the press conference, how do you think? Are they pleasantly surprised at competing with a Michigan and a Michigan State and teams like that?
Yeah, I think they are. And they won't say moral victories in public because nobody wants to do that, but I think that they realize that these are moral victories, and they're happy with sticking within 10 points of a Michigan State and playing the number 2 Michigan on the road within single digits until the final 5 minutes. And it wasn't like either one of those games where the opposing team, I thought, took Nebraska lightly or didn't show up. I mean, they didn't make shots like they had been, but I thought the intensity of the game on Sunday was high level with Michigan State. I didn't sense that Michigan State was playing down to Nebraska's level. I thought Nebraska upped its level a little bit. And again, Michigan State wasn't making shots. Michigan wasn't making shots. That helps. But I think that there are some moral victories in just staying that close. And I think they would probably not publicly say that, but maybe off to the side they would have to probably admit that.
You know, when a new coach takes over, it's kind of one eye on the team that you have and one eye on the recruiting trail. Obviously, he's got the heart, the determination going, but how is recruiting going and where are some of the things that they're looking for to hopefully bring in and continue to improve?
Well, recruiting's going pretty well so far. They've signed three players. They got a couple other spots to fill. Really, right now, they're looking for a big man. Ideally, two big men next year because they lose Brandon Ubell and Andre Almeida. But the guy to really keep an eye on in the class so far is Ty Webster, the guard from New Zealand who played on the national team and really tore it up last year, the youngest player ever, 17 years old, to make his country's national team. And has been playing really well. He's done with high school right now, and he's still playing in New Zealand, and he'll come up here in the summertime, and he could be a difference maker right away. If he's here all 4 years, he'll be a starting point guard for all 4 years. And then, you know, Nick Fuller from Wisconsin, a shooting wing type, a really nice left-handed stroke, is really tearing it up at Wisconsin right now. And, Wisconsin kind of slow-played him a little bit, and I don't think he took that kindly, and maybe he's showing the team in his backyard what they missed out on, because he just put up 40-17 the other night and is really, really playing well. And then Nate Hawkins also shooting well, a shooting guard in Texas. So they need some scores coming in, all three of those guys will fill that role.
Talking with Brian Rosenthal, Lincoln Journal Star, Little Husker Hoops here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda and Damon Day on this Tuesday. You mentioned Brandon Ubell. How long does it sound like he's going to be out, Brian?
And nobody knows for sure. They're just saying indefinitely. I'd be surprised if he played this week. Hairline fracture of an elbow. I mean, who knows how long that could take. So I don't think it's a season-ending thing, and I don't think he'll be out too terribly long. But I don't think he'll play this week either.
Another thing, talking about kids waiting for next year coming in, Devrell Biggs. People know that he got in a little bit of trouble off the court. Never really heard anything after that. Do you have any more on that?
No, until the whole process plays out. You know, he's redshirting this year anyway. Tim hasn't
any announcements on punishments, but I suspect that he'll, if he keeps his nose clean from here on out, I think that's one of the things Tim's looking at. And if he can do that, he'll probably remain on the team, but serve some sort of a so many game suspension when next season starts, would be my guess. I don't know that for a fact, but I don't sense him being kicked off the team unless something else happens between now and then.
Brian Rosenthal with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Couple of kids. Everybody's getting to learn this new Nebraska basketball team. It was Shields a couple of games ago, and David Rivers played really, really well against Michigan State. Tell us a little bit more about those guys, and was that a flash in the pan, or you think this is something that's going to continue for these two?
Well, you hope it continues for both of them because they need the scoring punch. It'll be interesting to see what Rivers does the next game because the last time he went off was at the tournament down in El Paso. He had 20 points against Central Michigan and then didn't score the next game. So it's got to be on a more consistent basis. But I think he'll get more consistent playing time now, too. He's in the starting lineup, and I think he'll probably get more playing time based on what he did. And Shields is a kid that's really come on. You know, he had the elbow injury earlier in the year that kind of set him back. And Tim loves his IQ for the game. And you can really see him out on the court. It really comes to him easily. He understands the game. And he's going to be a force to be reckoned with down the road when he gets a little bit bigger and stronger. And, you know, in a perfect world, he might have been a guy that could have redshirted this year. Like I said, in a perfect world, obviously they couldn't do that this year. But when he gets a little bit bigger and stronger and improves his athleticism, he'll be a really good player for him.
Next on the horizon coming up for the Huskers is obviously Purdue. They're kind of stuck in the middle of the conference right now. What can you tell us a little bit about Purdue and what they're going to bring?
Well, they're a pretty young team. Like Nebraska, they're kind of perimeter oriented, and they do have a bigger. I think like a 7-foot guy. I don't know that he's done a lot this year, but that was one part of their team that they were missing last year. Last couple of games Nebraska played in last year, Purdue shot lights out from three-point range. They have one of those guys back, DJ Bird. He's not shooting quite as well from three-point range as he was last year, but played really well defensively. But again, like Nebraska, pretty guard-oriented.
Couple minutes left here with Brian Rosenthal, Lincoln Journal star on the Doug and Daddy Show. Kind of an important four-game stretch, isn't it, Brian? I mean, these kids have played so well here and haven't got the win. They're going to have to probably still play that well to get some wins, but this next four-game stretch is about as winnable a stretch as there's left on the schedule. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, the schedule really turns. You know, they had three of the first four games were on the road, and all those games were against ranked teams. The one home game was against a pretty stout Wisconsin team, so it was a tough start to the schedule. You know, now it turns a little bit. They got Purdue and then at Penn State, and then after that they have four or five games at home. I would say at least three of those games are in winnable category with Northwestern, Penn State, maybe even Illinois. They have Ohio State and they go to Minnesota in that stretch, but yeah, they get through this weekend, then they come home and they have four or five at home. So that's an opportunity for them to maybe make some hay.
Are you more optimistic about Nebraska basketball today than you were on opening day?
As far as the season or the future?
Yeah, I think we're all optimistic, at least for the future. But as far as this season goes, I know I just heard 12 wins a lot, and I'm not sure that they get farther than 12 wins. Are you more optimistic?
Yeah. No, I still think around 12 wins. They might surpass that. I don't know. You know, a lot of people were talking about 8, 9, 10 wins, so they exceeded my expectations in the non-conference for sure. I didn't know that they could go down and beat Wake Forest, and I didn't know if they could beat USC, and, you know, even beating Valparaiso and Tulane at home weren't gimmies. I mean, there were four games right there that I didn't know if they could win. They won all four. So they exceeded some of my expectations in the non-conference, and I didn't think they'd probably win any more than 2, 3, 4 Big Ten games, and they've not won any yet, but we'll see if they can do the stretch upcoming.
Brian, what's the energy level been like at the Devaney for the home games that we've seen so far, even the ones early in the season?
It's been hit and miss. You know, the Wisconsin game, the game itself wasn't conducive to a large energy level just because of the style of play and 19-19 halftime tie. You know, the crowd itself was, attendance-wise, was decent, but a lot of energy level for the Creighton game, obviously, and then
Creighton kind of took control of that game in the second half, and that didn't last. So there's been some good games, but that I had hoped it would be better on Wednesday night than it was the last home game when it was a 19-19 game at halftime with Wisconsin.
Finally, Brian, conference as a whole, what's your biggest surprise right now in the Big Ten Conference?
I'd probably say Minnesota is probably the one team that's really maintained a high level of play. You know, Illinois was a team that really surprised at the get-go and really got off to a hot start, and they've since tailed. You know, they did the same thing last year. I think they won the first 10 or 11 games last year and then had a big slide. But I would say that Minnesota right now, with what they've done, and they've gotten Mbakwe back in the starting lineup, and they're athletic and score, they look really good and probably the biggest surprise team in the Big Ten so far.
Can't let you off the hook without your thoughts on a couple football things. Any surprise, A, that Sean Fisher's going to med school and that Bronson Marsh, I mean, whether it was Bronson or Riker or Tyson or any of these backup quarterbacks leaving the program?
No, I don't think I'm not surprised by either one of those. If I'm Sean Fisher, and with all the injuries I've gone through, and, you know, I've done my football time, and probably time for him with the opportunities that he has in medical school to move on, so that didn't surprise me. And then as far as the quarterbacks, yeah, you look at the quarterbacks that have coming in and all the talent, plus Taylor returning. You know, those guys probably want, or specifically Bronson, probably wants more playing time opportunities. So, no, that really didn't surprise me either, to be honest with you.
Jim Delaney says we'll probably lose leaders and legends here next year, or 2014. You got any suggestions for him?
No. I don't have even really thought about that.
Well, Brian, hey, we'll let you get back to work. Appreciate the time that you gave us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and keep up the great work covering the Husker basketball team.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care.
You bet. Brian Rosenthal joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. All of our guests taken care of by our friends at BK. Two locations in Kearney. Also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Don't forget breakfast served from 6 to 11 every morning. Oh, can't go wrong. Maybe a croissant sandwich, some tots, orange juice. So good. BK, glad to have you with us. There you go. So that's what's going on with the Husker basketball. We've got more to talk about. We're going to talk Kennesaw basketball as we continue to keep up to date with the area high school teams. 14-0, Kennesaw boys. You ever been 14-0 at anything?
No. I wish I could sit down and say that I have, but no. That's a good run.
That's a good win, and I expect to see them get number 16 and 17 before, or 15 and 16 before getting into the conference tournament. In fact, their schedule, they don't have a team left with a winning record outside of the conference tournament, so it could be really something special for the Blue Devils. We'll talk with Coach Jack Enrum here in just a little bit. Denver Broncos lose their offensive coordinator. Hell, if you can't win a playoff game with Peyton Manning, you should get out, and that's exactly what they're doing. It looks like Mike McCoy is headed to San Diego. Wouldn't that be a tough move?
Yes.
I mean, that'd be like, well, pick it. I mean, right now, that'd be like you going to Central Missouri or a conference school, whoever.
Yeah, it is a head job. I mean, and when you're the offensive coordinator for Peyton Manning, what'd you really do? he probably just, whatever you sent in, he probably just changed anyway. So probably he's like, I want to go to a place where the guys, he's going to give me at least a listen to me.
Maybe they'll run my plays. We'll take a break, back with more after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Come on in, let the games begin.
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
Bro, it's time to upgrade the quadriceps to octoceps. Join PegZone Fitness now. Release your potential and murder calories on the treadmill. It's a treadmill surrounded by rattlesnakes, so if you quit running, you quit living. Then pound the shakes with your bros at the protein bar. PegZone has it all.
But can you get deals on the top 10 appliance brands?
No.
That's because only Sears has them all. It's the Sears Big Appliance Event. Save up to 30% off appliances. This is the top 10 advantage. This is Sears. Exclusive appliances are for details. Savings range from 5 to 30%. Offer valid 117.
I will break your commercial.
I got it made.
I got it made fresh at Subway.
More and more people are opening their eyes every morning to a Subway breakfast.
Exactly the way I say.
Like your own tasty steak, egg white, and cheese on toasty flatbread. Surprisingly under 200 calories.
Ooh, with extra green peppers, please.
Whatever you want. You so got it made. Subway. Eat fresh.
Subway. Participation may vary. Calories refer to breakfast, melts on English muffin, or 3-inch flatbread prepared to standard formula, including egg white. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional information.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some sunshine develop across the area through the day today as we top off at about 29 for a high. Southwest winds stay at about 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see some increasing cloudiness late with a low at 21. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 19.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Wow, producer Jeff, Lance Armstrong hater, playing Sheryl Crow. Wow, way to be you. You're special.
Thank you.
Don't hate.
Don't keep hate. Piling it on.
Don't hate the Midway Auto Dealership just because they're the best. Don't hate Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac or Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram just because they have the best sales staff, just because they have the best maintenance department, just because they know more, just because they take care of you, just because they have the best website, just because they have the most satisfied customers. Don't hate. Oh, wait. That's all positive stuff, right? Think Midway.com. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram with $3,500 off select Chrysler 200s. And currently, a good selection of Dodge Journeys in stock. Some with over $3,000 in discounts at the Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram location. It's South 2nd Avenue in Kearney for both Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Stop by and see them today and check things out online at thinkmidway.com. What happened to Notre Dame, man? Really, what happened? What happened?
I think they were. I think they showed that why Alabama's the best team in the country. I mean, they were good. I mean, and Notre Dame didn't do much to stop them. But you know, we kind of talked about in the break. It is what it is. Alabama proved that they're the best team in the country, in my opinion.
What do you feel about them being ranked third in the coaches' poll and fourth in the AP behind Ohio State and Oregon?
Well, I mean, that's when you get into polls, and I think it's kind of more on what where do you – I mean, in my opinion, they're the national runners-up, but obviously the coaches felt a different way, and you can't really control all the polls and all those types of things. But I always say this, Oregon had a chance to be in that game, and they didn't win. You know, and they lost to Stanford, and Notre Dame beat Stanford, so I don't think Oregon's got much of a thing to say about anything. So
weird. Just weird how that worked out. Hey, but on the bright side of things, I mean, you're sporting. It's not done at Notre Dame. You got the number two women's basketball team in the country and a coach named
McGraw.
Muffet. Nothing better.
Muffet McGraw. So,
I mean,
Brian Kelly stay in place. So, you know, you hope that the.
You're happy about that, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think he's done a phenomenal job, and you would hate for them to stop the momentum that they have by him, you know. It cost them one of the best linebackers in the country. This is a little interview, but
got to do what you got to do.
You know, when you put yourself in that position, you know, you're going to make sure that you get paid. And I'm sure now he's Well paid.
Also, Nebraska picks up another football commit for 2013. He is defensive lineman Ernest Suttles, 6'5", 220-pounder, three stars, according to Rivals. He had originally went to Iowa State or committed, West Virginia, Indiana, Kentucky, among the schools that had offered him. And as we said, Sean Fisher decides to go to medical school. Huh, tough decision there, 4.0.
Yeah, get my head kicked in every weekend.
Ever had a 4.0?
No.
For a day?
Yeah. First day of classes when they hand out
syllabuses. Do you start with a zero or do you start with a four? I don't know how that works.
Either way, on syllabus day, I was the smartest guy in the room, and after that, it ended.
I'm pretty darn sure I've never been 14-0 in anything either, but Jack Enrum and the Kennesaw Blue Devils are 14-0, and they've beaten some really good competition as they head towards conference tournament play here in a couple of weeks, and he joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Damon Day. Jack, thanks for the time, and congratulations on keeping this great start rolling along.
Thank you. The kids have done a great job this year, and it's really great to be 14-0.
You had a pretty good stretch, and I know we've talked about this when we did a couple of your games earlier this season. You had a pretty good stretch just to start the season in December, and that might have been where the landmines were because you had a beat-up team coming out of football, and you beat Bruning, Davenport, Shickley, Shelton, Loup City, Amherst in four consecutive nights to start the season after the win against Blue Hill.
Yeah, it was definitely a tough road there for a while. You know, Tyler didn't play in a couple games, and some other kids stepped up. Some of my juniors really did a great job. Trevor Burr and Lane Tibbs did a great job for us.
You've got those kids, everybody healthy right now for you as you get ready for this stretch run?
Well, I'm actually got some kids with the flu right now. We don't play till Friday, so hopefully they'll be back. But we had 12 out of 21 at practice last night, so we'll see what happens by Friday. But hopefully we'll be ready to go.
Coach Damon Day here. You had a big 52-44 win over Giltner. They're number one in Class D2. That kind of seemed to be your last hurdle of your regular season. But what are you doing now with the schedule being favorable down the road to get your team prepared for tournament time?
Well, we're trying to focus on all the little things because, you know, in big games those seem to make the difference right now. We're concentrating pretty well. I think the kids will give good effort. They have every day in practice so far this year. But, you know, I think that Giltner game was one that was kind of stuck in their head a little bit, and they were concentrating on that. So hopefully we can, keep our concentration and continue to get better.
Jack Enrum, head boys basketball coach at Kennesaw, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Now their next ball game will be at Franklin on Friday night. But again, how much talk is there, Jack, about being 14-0, about being undefeated? That's something that just doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, we've been real fortunate. We have some good kids, and they've handled it really pretty well. I haven't heard any of them really talk about the past 14 games. They're just worried about trying to get up to the next ones that we have on our schedule. They know that, you know, Shelton looms there in the conference tournament probably, and Blue Hill could sneak up and get somebody if you're not taking them serious. So they understand we got to take it one game at a time, and our goal is to win the conference tournament, and that's what we're going to try to do.
Coach, when you're 14-0, it seems like everything's going your way, and there's obviously there's some adversity. But what are some areas that you're concerned about, or some areas that you're trying to get your guys to understand that need to be fixed moving into the later part of your season?
Well, you know, we played Elm Creek last week, and I was a little worried about that because they put so much pressure on you off the dribble, and that's something that in the past years we haven't been very good at. And this year, for some reason, we're doing a lot better job. I think the kids have kind of worked at it a little bit more. That'd be one area, and we have turned the ball over quite a bit, not necessarily against presses or anything, just unforced turnovers. And if we can do a better job in those departments and get those things down a little bit, we'll be in pretty good shape, I think.
Coach, on the flip side of that, where have you seen the most improvement in this ball club?
Oh, it's been our defense, without a doubt. The kids have really taken it serious this year. We spend a lot more time on it in practice. They're a lot more focused on it. And, you know, our scouting reports and stuff, we've done a much better job of that. I think it's just maturity more than anything, but they've done a really good job in those two areas.
Do you like the style? And I think a lot of this is dictated by the opponent. I mean, you always want to run your tempo, but have you seen a difference when you're playing a team that wants to slow it down compared to a team that doesn't mind getting to 60?
Yeah, I think we've done a much better job of that, too. There's been cases where we have had to slow it down, and we've done a good job in our half court as well. So I think that's definitely an area we've improved over from the last few years anyway.
Tell me a little bit about, I mean, you only have the one game this week against Franklin. They're a C2 school. Anything that they have that maybe you haven't seen?
Well, they've got some quick kids, and they just haven't shot the ball real well. Those are the two things that I've noticed about them. They definitely have some kids that can play a little bit. They're not real deep, so, you know, I think we have to probably approach it the way we've approached the last few games, and that's try to keep the tempo up if we can. I know they like to run a little bit, so we'll see what happens.
Everybody always has to look ahead, and that's why we're here in the papers and the radios and the television. But taking a look ahead, when you get to sub-district and district play, I know that High Plains is on the other side. Shelton is in with you. What about your district this year?
Well, you know, we've got some in our sub-district. Silver Lake's playing pretty well. They scored 74 points the other night, and they've got some kids that can play. And then you got Shelton, of course, that if they get everybody healthy, they're a little banged up, I think, right now, and they've had some kids that have been sick. But if they get healthy, they can play with anybody because they shoot the ball so well. And then you've got Luke running the show for them at point guard, and he does so much stuff for them that, you know, they're dangerous teams. We got Wood River down the road who can light it up any night from the outside, and they've got a kid in the middle right now that I've noticed on film that's playing pretty well for them. I can't think of his name right now, but... So there's definitely some hurdles, and it's probably good for us. It'll keep us focused a little bit, I hope.
Finally, Jack Enrum, the head coach at Kennesaw, is joining us here. I know that it doesn't matter what level you're at, whether you're high school, whether you're A or D, whether you're college, whether you're pro, you're always looking for that talent coming up. And I understand that your grandson, Evan, has just started playing some YMCA ball. How's that going?
Well, he had two hoops last week. We went and watched him, and he needs to work on the dribbling a little bit, I think. But, boy, is he doing a lot of fun things. It's fun to watch. That's probably the thing I enjoy the most about the whole thing. So,
Rumor is that he likes to win.
Yeah, he does, he does like to win in just about everything that we play, whether it's Wii or board game or whatever. He likes to win.
Well, Jack, I'm glad everything's going well. Keep up the good work. We'll see you again soon, and best of luck down at Franklin on a Friday night.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks for covering us.
You bet. Take care, Jack Enrum, the head coach of the Kennesaw Blue Devils, 14-0. And, of course, Kennesaw, one of those programs that back in the day, before we were down to wild card points and you had to win a regional to get in, you had to win four games instead of three to get to the state tournament, that was some big-time dynasties down there. And they've been doing great football. They've been competitive basketball, but it looks like they've taken that next step. You know what it's like to take that next step. You know when things turn from, well, we've been pretty good for a while, to I think we just took that next step.
Yes, you feel it as a coach. You and that's something that you really enjoy as a coach, is when they start to go on autopilot, where you don't have to harp as much, and they're just getting things done, and you know as a coach when you don't have to beg.
Is that what happens?
Yes.
I mean, I was going to ask you what do you do differently when you know that the corner's been turned?
I usually just ratchet it up even more. Even when they are being perfect, you even expect even more out of them. But you don't have to say as much. When you have a self-motivated team, it becomes pretty easy to coach.
The new high school rankings out, in Kennesaw ranks second again this week in the Lincoln Journal Star, and not a whole lot of changes out there in any of the rankings. Kennesaw's fifth in Class D1 in the Omaha World Herald, so it just kind of depends where you're at, which poll you look at, but some pretty good competition out there. And tonight we've got three doubleheaders for you on the radio and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here on ESPN, Donovan Trumbull is at Kearney Catholic. That boys' game is a battle of top 10 teams. Donovan Trumbull has just beaten two top 10 teams in Gibbon in overtime and at the buzzer against Adams Central. On 1230 KHAS, Lexington is at Hastings St. Cecilia. That starts at 5:45. On Classic Hits 98.9, Overton is at Elwood, getting underway just after 6 o'clock tonight. Also, some other games of note tonight. Amherst is at Shelton. That should be a good doubleheader. Sutton is at Ravenna. Those were the top two teams last year in C2 boys. Ravenna would like to find a way to knock Sutton down, who just ascended to number one in Class C2 this week. We will take a break. Be back with more here on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states.
It's the Super Bowl prize party that keeps on giving. From Cunningham's Journal and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Register at Cunningham's or Russell's Appliance and Electronics. You can even redeem ESPN Superstation Superfan Rewards Points. For more entry chances, just log into the Rewards Club store to redeem as many points as you want to for bonus entries. Oh, and about that keeps on giving part? Yeah. Well, if you win the Super Bowl party at Cunningham's, you get to keep the 72-inch big screen TV. A drawing the week before Super Sunday determines the winner.
Sunday, it's the championship round of the NFL playoffs as we bring you a special doubleheader. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Dial Global Sports crew from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth for all the action. First, the San Francisco 49ers head to Atlanta to take on Matt Ryan and the Falcons. Then, Tom Brady and the New England Patriots host Ray Lewis and the Baltimore Ravens. The NFL playoffs are right here.
Coverage begins Sunday at 1 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see some sunshine develop across the area through the day today as we top off at about 29 for a high. Southwest winds stay at about 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see some increasing cloudiness late with a low at 21. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 19.
Doug and Daddy's Show, Damon Day joining me, Doug Duda, here on this Tuesday. Tomorrow, Randy Bushcutter's in, and we will talk with UNK men's co-head basketball coach Kevin Lofton. They're home tomorrow night, our Loper Link. Also, we'll talk with Gibbon wrestling coach John Bisbee ahead of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament this Saturday, and they just moved in to the Class C Top 10 this week. And Tom Taverde, girls basketball coach at Seward, is going to join us on the program as well tomorrow. They host undefeated Kearney Catholic on Thursday night, so that is all coming up. And again, later this week, Bronson Marsh, I believe Friday will be the day that he joins us transferring to UNK. Our poll question yesterday, which team will win the NFC Championship game? Niners, Falcons, Niners favored by 3. Who you got, Damon?
San Francisco.
89% say San Francisco. The Falcons get no love. Which team? Our poll question today, huh? Wonder what would the poll question be today?
Who wins the AFC?
Oh, you're so smart. Patriots favored by 9.5 over the Ravens. Who you got?
Patriots.
And here I go. I'm sticking with it. I'll be the one person that votes Ravens. Ravens.
Murder.
Murder. Ravens. That's okay. We got Sam Cook, Husker.
You know what I
punter.
Like, did you see the picture of Ray Lewis and Peyton Manning?
Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com.
In the locker room?
Yes.
I saw a caption someone put on there. Mess with me, I'll shank you.
That would definitely be the opposite ends of the spectrum for most people. Mark Schlabaugh, ESPN.com, has put out his 10 bold predictions for college football next year. He says an SEC team will win the national championship for the 8th consecutive year. That's his first one out of the gate. Couple of other ones that he has in there. He says the Big Ten will rename its divisions, as we talked about. That's probably going to happen. But here's his suggestions. Instead of legends and leaders, he says Rose Bowl loser, Capital One Bowl loser. Those are the new divisions. He also predicts that Lane Kiffin will get fired by USC. Ohio State will not go undefeated. Oregon will play an SEC team in the national title. Auburn will be the most improved team in the country. And he has something about Notre Dame, saying the Irish won't go undefeated again, but will still play in a BCS game. You would take that, wouldn't you?
Yes.
See, Husker fan, I don't think you're okay, they're going to get a BC. No, I'll play for a national title. I'll take my chances.
No, I if the Irish make it to a BCS next year, that's 2 years in a row of having a tremendous amount of success. Plus, you know how hard it is to go undefeated? I mean, ask Chip Kelly at Oregon. Every year in that same type of poll, every year everyone's saying he's going to play for it, and he hasn't done it very often. It's very, very difficult to do.
Just like Oklahoma?
That's the guy that I always think gets the free pass.
There ain't no doubt about it.
You know?
And finally, some of these preseason prognostications have them out of the top 10.
Yeah.
They've always got them playing in the national championship game or in the top 5. And
they do have the Belldozer, though. And that's probably one of the cooler nicknames for a quarterback I've ever heard. And he is a man. I mean, he is a big boy man. So, but, yeah, I always do wonder how Oklahoma always seems to, no matter how bad they blow it or no matter how bad they don't, or how, you know, they don't do something, Bob Stoops is always, you know, talked about as being a, and I think he is a very, very good coach. But.
Here's one for you.
Oh, God.
Here's one for you. Chris and Carney to the Dead Pop Red Box says, who's the bigger hypocrite? Lance Armstrong, Ray Lewis.
Oh, Lance Armstrong. Lance Armstrong sued people when they called him out for lying. He turned around and sued them. So, I mean, hey, as cancer has touched everyone's lives, at the end of the day, Lance Armstrong will rehabilitate faster than anybody else because of what he's done for cancer. And at the end of the day, to me, what he's done for cancer research, what he's done for cancer and whatnot, far outweighs him taking performance-enhancing drugs to win a bike race.
Isn't it flat-out going to be, what did he do wrong? Oh, he won a bike race. Who cares? I mean, isn't that the way it's going to be?
Or I think
he didn't cheat to win the Super Bowl. He cheated to race in France.
Everyone's so cynical. I think more so it's along the lines of everybody else was doing it. So,
oh yeah,
you know.
Steroids in baseball. The UNK Upper Deck Baseball Banquet is this Saturday at the Eunice Convention Center in Kearney, opening up with social time at 5 o'clock. 6 o'clock, the dinner, the live auction. They'll have coaches' comments. Have you got those prepared already?
No, I just wing it.
And the Kearney Little League team will be honored. It's only $25 per person. And, of course, the highlight, Jabba Chamberlain will be on hand.
Yep. Jabba will be back, and anytime we get him back, it's always a fun time to sit down and visit with him and talk with him. So I know he's getting prepared for a big year for him, you know, with all the stuff that's going on with the Yankees. So we're excited to get him back and get him in Kearney. And, you know, it's a really, really cool part of our history that he did play here. And so anytime that we can get him back is great for us.
And great for the Doug and Daddy Show, because Jabba Chamberlain will join us on Friday's program for a minimal fee.
I think he waived the fee for us.
But. I got some off spray for him, some bug spray.
There
help him out a little bit.
Let's not bring
trampoline lessons.
I think that's funny to us, but I don't know quite if it's comical to him yet.
But Jabba's got enough. He's got some good moments that they don't have to just show that all the time when they bring him.
Oh,
that's the key.
Without a doubt. I was looking at his rookie baseball card the other day and like seeing how young he looked. You know,
different cat, isn't he?
It's definitely kind of interesting to see how much he's grown since then.
So big Friday show, and don't forget, Saturday, Eunice Conference Center is the 6th annual Upper Deck Baseball Banquet to help raise funds for the University of Nebraska Kearney Baseball Program. And again, it starts at 5 with the social hour, dinner at 6, $25 per person. You can go to lopers.com for more information or get your tickets at UNK. Anything else we need to know about that? You got some cool items that you want to tell us about, or are you going to wait
till
Friday?
We got some really, you know, cool stuff. Obviously, Jabba will bring some stuff for him to auction off. And we got Peyton Manning, which is kind of, we got a Peyton Manning autographed Broncos jersey, which, you know, we were worried that he lost, so maybe it's not worth as much. But like I told my wife, I was like, well, now not everyone's going to Denver to watch a game, so maybe we'll have more Peyton Manning fans in the seats. And so I got a Peyton Manning, got a really cool Cal Ripken Jr. autographed framed jersey.
Nice.
The hoopster from Creighton, McDermott, I always call him Dan McDermott, but that's Dan McDermott is the head baseball coach at Regis. So Doug McDermott jersey will be there, and so we got some great golf packages, some timeshares, and so it's a great evening of just celebrating baseball, and it's not just a fundraiser for UNK because obviously we have that crossover with the Legion and UNK with Memorial Field as well as Little League being part of some of the facilities down there. So a tremendous amount of the money does not necessarily go to UNK baseball as much as it goes to the Memorial Field and just keeping that as a top echelon type of facility. So it's not just a straight fundraiser for UNK. It's definitely a community-based fundraiser to keep us in the digs that we have.
Okay, we got to bring this up because I don't want anybody confused here. Everybody knows about the damage that happened up there. No, you don't have to worry about that.
No. That's all being handled, and that's up to them.
We're not having a banquet to fix the field.
Exactly.
So, I appreciate a dime of it.
Exactly. Not one dime of what we raise will go towards that. That'll come out of somebody else's pocket.
All right. Anything else, buddy? Because you're coming back Friday.
Yep.
I'm making you, no matter what.
There you go.
All right. It's this Saturday is the banquet. We'll talk more about it Friday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And good times. It's going to be a great week as we continue on. A lot of good sports going on this week. And it seems like it's amped up even earlier. I always, my conference tournament time, I'll tell you, I call it 6 weeks of hell. Because from conference tournament to the state boys basketball tournament, there's just no time off in between. It's just crazy. But it seems like it's starting even earlier, and it's good because there's some great stuff this week. Tomorrow, John Bisbee, given wrestling coach, previewing the Lou Platt tournament, talking about his top 10 team. Seward girls basketball coach Tom DeVerdi and UNK men's basketball coach Kevin Lofton. We want to thank today Kennesaw boys basketball coach Jack Enram, along with head football coach at Millard South, Andy Means, and Lincoln Journal stars Brian Rosenthal for joining us, and of course, Damon Day. You know what we're going to do tomorrow? Troutman's Trivia. We're going to do Troutman's Trivia tomorrow. We're going to do that tomorrow. I switched it up. You know why? Because we're just out of time. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.